This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United Podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you. But I want to talk to you something that God put in my heart, and it's from the book of Exodus, chapter 14. Will you just touch your ears and let me pray for you today? God, I thank you, Lord, that you would let us hear exactly what we need to hear today. God, you've brought us together for such a time as this, and maybe somebody's listening right now that doesn't normally come to Hope or doesn't normally get to attend here. But God, I pray that you bless them, that you touch them too by your word. God, I thank you that exactly what needs to be said today, you know what we need to hear. And I pray, God, that you speak that to us in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen, amen. Well, chapter 14 of Exodus, it says, then the Lord gave these instructions to Moses. You see, the people of Israel, the children of Israel had just come out of captivity in Egypt. I don't know if you remember what your life was like before you came to Christ and you were in captivity and you were a slave to sin. But the story goes that these people of God had come out of captivity. And it says, then the Lord gave these instructions to Moses, order the Israelites to turn back and camp at Pi Hahiroth, between Magdol and the sea, and camp along the shore across from Baal Zephon. Then Pharaoh will think the Israelites are confused and they're trapped in the wilderness. And once again, Pharaoh's heart will be hardened and he'll chase after you. Let me tell you something by faith right now. Sometimes you go into seasons of obedience and it looks like you're trapped. It looks like your back is up against the wall. You see, God gave you a word. God spoke to you. You felt something in your spirit and you moved out on faith. And now it seems like in the natural, you're backed up against the wall. Well, I want to tell you something. Sometimes God allows things to happen to confuse the enemy. Sometimes God allows things to happen to confuse the enemy. And I want to tell you today that there's some things going on in the world today that is so the enemy will be confused. Because the people of God, God has got you covered. And if you're moving in obedience, let me tell you this, camp right there. Camp right there. Wherever God sends you, whatever God is telling you, whatever God instructs you to do, camp right there. Camp right in the place of obedience, because something powerful is about to happen. Something incredible is about to happen. Something miraculous is about to happen. And so it says now in verse 4, I have planned this in order to display my glory. My goodness. I have planned this in order to display my glory through Pharaoh and his whole army. After this, the Egyptians will know I am the Lord. So the Israelites camped right where they were told. Can I tell you, camp right on the revelation that God has given you. Camp right on your relationship with Jesus Christ. When you camp there and when you're there in obedience, nothing can stop you. But I love this. God says, I have planned this in order to display my glory. Now, God didn't plan the virus. God didn't cause the virus, but God has planned the solution. God has planned the healing. God has planned the remedy. God has planned the salvation and the redemption and the rescue plan. Amen. God knows exactly what's going on, and he has planned it in order to show his glory. How many believe that there's some people that need to be reintroduced to God's goodness? There's some people out there in the world that have lost their way and need to be reintroduced to how good God is. You know what? God is still a healer. God is still a deliverer. God still sets people free. God still rescues people. And so it says, I have planned this in order to display my glory. He's going to take your problems. He's going to take the adversity. He's going to take the quarantine and he's going to turn it into his glory. He's going to provide a solution. He's going to bless his people. He's going to bring healing to the nations. And then verse 5 says, when the word reached the king of Egypt that all of the Israelites had fled, Pharaoh and his officials changed their mind. What have we done letting all those Israelite slaves get away? They asked. So Pharaoh harnessed his chariots and called up his troops. Let me tell you something. There are some moments that you're going to see that there's an attack in your life because the enemy looks and he sees that you're experiencing freedom in Jesus Christ and you're experiencing what it is to walk in the love and in the abundance of what God has given you. And the devil's not happy about that. And so he's going to say, what did we do when we let them go? What did we do? We need to get everything together. We need to pull out some strategies. We need to get some things together and go after those people. What did we do to let these Israelite slaves get away? What were we thinking? Once upon a time, we were all slaves to sin. But Jesus set us free. Amen. Jesus set us free. And the enemy's not happy about that. The enemy sometimes is going to come after you. The enemy sometimes is going to come and try to bring you back into captivity. Maybe you're at a place of freedom and the enemy's trying to come back and enslave you with fear and enslave you with old ways and old thinking and old thought process. But I want to tell you today, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. I hope you get a hold of that. Verse 9 says, the Egyptians chased after them with all the forces of Pharaoh's army. Sometimes in some seasons, it seems like the devil's coming at you with everything he's got. It seems like he's coming at you with every virus, every infirmity, every financial thing. He's coming at you with lack. He's coming at you with layoffs. He's coming at you with stuff. But let me tell you something. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper in the name of Jesus. And every false report is going to be rebuked. I want to tell you, this is the heritage of those that are following after God. This is the heritage of those that love God. And so sometimes we go through seasons and it's all right. We go through seasons when the devil is trying to throw the kitchen sink at you. He's trying to throw all kinds. He's manufacturing stuff to throw at you. But it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Just type in right now. It's going to be all right. Somebody just needs to hear that today. Now, verse 10, it says, as Pharaoh approached the people of Israel, and he looked, and they look up, they panicked. Don't do this. As Pharaoh approached, the people of Israel looked up and they panicked. Look at somebody today and say, don't panic. If you're by yourself, just say, don't panic. There's somebody in the chat with you that's going to get in agreement with that. Don't panic. This is an on-time word. They got panicked and they saw the Egyptians overtaking them and they cried out to the Lord. Anybody ever been there? You got so worried, you got so panicked, you just started crying out to the Lord. But it wasn't like a Holy Ghost thing. It was just, I'm panicked. And so they start crying out to the Lord. And they said to Moses, why did you bring us out here to die in the wilderness? Weren't there enough graves in Egypt? Let me tell you something. As children of God, this is not the time to panic. This is the time to rise up and to be the hands and feet of Jesus, to be the salt and the light. This is the time for you to shine in dark places. So don't panic. Don't be afraid because it's God that we've put our trust in. And then it goes on. They keep on going. They're not only panicked, it says in the next verse 12, leave us alone. Let us be slaves in Egypt. Oh my goodness. It's better to be a slave in Egypt than a corpse in the wilderness. Let me tell you something. Sometimes you're blazing a trail. You're out there doing something that God has sent you to do. And it seems like a wilderness, a desert place. But let me tell you something. I'd rather be on the front lines pioneering something with God than be back in the captivity that I was in one time. I don't want to be captive. I want to be free. Even if I got to go through some wilderness times, even if I got to go through some desert times, it's okay. Because I'd rather be pioneering something new than be a corpse, than be dead, be a slave. Let me tell you something. Don't doubt. Don't doubt. Don't panic and don't doubt. Sometimes in moments like these, we begin to doubt. And we say, why did I even think about this? Why did I even follow this? Why did I even stand on the word? Why did I even believe this? Why did I even get my hopes up? But I want to tell you something. Don't be afraid. Don't lose your faith. Don't doubt. This is so important. Sometimes we start reminiscing about old times and the old life and what it was like in Egypt and what it was like when we were in the world. Don't begin to doubt. Don't take a step backwards. God has something so much greater. But we have to continue to endure. So don't panic and don't doubt. Don't panic and don't doubt. Now listen to the word of the Lord in verse 13. And Moses tells the people, don't be afraid. Oh my goodness, don't be afraid. Can I tell you that today? Don't be afraid. Just stand still. Here it is. Don't be afraid. Just stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today. Oh, hallelujah. Man, this gets me excited. Don't be afraid. Just stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today. They said, the Egyptians that you see today, or I could say it like this, the enemies that you see today will never be seen again. Wow. Wow, the enemies, the problems, the adversities, the sickness, the infirmity, the lack, the financial problems, the relational problems that you see today will never be seen again. So don't be afraid. God is about to rescue. God is about to rescue you. And I love this 14th verse. It says, the Lord himself will fight for you. The Lord himself is going to fight for you. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to wonder where your help is coming from. Your help is coming from the Lord. The Lord is fighting for you in this season. Even when you don't realize it, even when you don't perceive what's going on, the Lord is fighting for you. The Lord is fighting for me. The Lord is fighting for believers. The Lord is fighting for those that would even come to Christ. And so what do? We stand firm on the promises of God. Today is a day not to be panicked. Don't be panicked. Today is a day not to doubt. Don't start reminiscing and thinking about the old things. The old things are passed away. Behold, all things God is making it new. Don't be afraid. Don't panic. Just stand still. And I want you to watch the God that rescues. We serve a God that rescues. No matter what the problem is, no matter how big, how small, there is no pandemic that is big to God. Our God is a big God. Our God is a powerful God. Our God is able. Our God is capable. Our God is well able. It says in the word of God that his arm is not short and his ear is not heavy to reach exactly where we are. And I believe that God is our healer. The word of God says he is our healer. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same things that he did miraculously before for his people. He's going to do it again. And not just that. John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the whole world. Let me tell you something. He's got solutions for our world. He's got solutions for our nation. He's got solutions for our unsaved brothers and sisters, the ones that would come to Christ but have not come to Christ yet, our unsaved family members. God is a God that has solution, for God so loved the world that he gave us the answer 2,000 years ago, and his name is Jesus. I want to tell you today, everything is going to be okay. God is still on the throne. God is not pacing back and forth in the throne of heaven, worried, concerned. No. He has all power, and he has given all power to Jesus, and Jesus has given us his name. And so we speak the name of Jesus to every problem, every virus, every infirmity. We speak the name of Jesus and we curse the coronavirus. And we thank God that He has given us His Son and He has given us all power to be able to speak the name of Jesus. Maybe today you're at a place where you've lost your faith. Maybe you're at a place where you have fear. Fear has crept in. Something maybe you watched, something you saw, something that you rationalized in your mind, and that fear is just kind of rolling around in your head, and you're wondering, what if this? And what if that? And what if the other thing? I want to pray for you today because I believe that the Holy Spirit wants to touch you. I believe that God wants to touch you and set you free of any fear and walk beside you. If you're there, I just want you just touch the screen and I'm going to reach out with my faith. I'm going to touch you today. God, I thank you for each and every person that's struggling with fear, that's on the fence with their faith, that's trying to find faith in this season. God, I thank you, Lord, that you would touch them. Distance is no issue. God, I thank you that you reach in right there and that you touch them. Reach in there and touch them right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, that you send your faith to them, 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 and any fear that's on their life would fall off right now. Any panic, any anxiety would fall off in the name of Jesus. God, I know the enemy has tried to attack our generation, has tried to attack the people with anxiety, God, from the young and the old, God. People are dealing with anxiety. I pray, God, that you break the anxiety off of people's life. Break the fear off of their life right now in the name of Jesus and give them a new sense of faith. God, give them a new sense of confidence, God, that you are our God, that you are our God. You are our healer. You are our protection. You are our provision, God. And so I thank you right now, God, that you touch each and every person that's listening to this, God. Maybe they're listening right now. Maybe they're listening 3 days from now. Maybe they're listening a week from now. Maybe they're listening at a later date, God, but I pray, God, for a fresh infusion of faith, God, that you would give them faith, God, the faith to move mountains, the faith to stand still and see, God, that you're saving them, God. Stand still and know that they can trust and rely in you, and we can speak the name of Jesus today. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give God the praise today.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.